Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yebo singumkani singumsizi wansuku zonke asiyelapha ke ku Pastor Babsi Shilubani sizwe ukuthi uNkulunkulu kulolu suku umphathiseni mfundisi wami sawubona.
Sawubona sis bahle and sawubona to your listeners as well mire ilhlikani ndimasiyari good afternoon.
Abshane. Ngikubone umuhle kuma ingoma awards. Wow.
Yeah, privileged we at the ingoma awards in Polokwane. It was so amazing. We've seen a gospel artist winning awards.
Wow.
God just showed up. So yeah, siyabonga ngempela. Unkulunkulu mkhulu. So gospel music is really leveling up because even the young ones are starting to enjoy and embrace gospel music because it's also like different genres and categories. It's one of the awards. So it's very nice in terms of how gospel is being shaped in our society. It's no longer into abantu abadala, and it was also celebrating it end as well. So it was so amazing. This same group was attending.
Yeah.
Which reminds us of the Crusades in terms of how we got born again.
Wow.
So it was amazing.
Hey, ngiphuthelwe impela. Yazi ngiphuthelwe. Kodwa ke asazoba khona namanye. Yeah. Pastor Babsis, siyakwamukela. Ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya bese uyashayela ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukuphathisele namhlanje.
Nginibulise futhi abalalele ekhaya lokhulumayo nani uPastor Babsis Shilubani. I love the Lord. I am born again. Jesus is my savior. And it's important ukuthi ma umntana kaNkulunkulu uwazi ukuthi ubani, ungubani, wangabani, uwamani wena, who are you? Because what we see happening in society, modern day society, sisibahle, a lot of people have been misplaced. They've lost their position. They've lost who they are, and that is why you find a Christian who's born again, tongue-speaking, asutshwa into encane. The issue is not kuthi lento leyo. The issue is that you've been misplaced and you've been dispositioned. A dispositioning, it works in such a way that what the enemy does, he attacks your mind. And once your mind is faltered, namazi wakho awasana mandla. Nalezinto uzikhuluma, you no longer speak of God because your form is not where God wants you to be. You are now in the form of the world. And of course, even the most begging a mess or gubanzima, gubabsum, and you feel like you're already defeated. So what we need is to be positioned, repositioned back to God. And how you reposition back to God, remember there's a young man in the book of Judges, Samson. He was positioned as a Nazarene to can fight the Philistine for a season. And because of the things of the world, the lust of the flesh, he found himself being dispositioned. And then he exposed what he was not supposed to expose. Nibuze wena umlalele ekhaya ukuthi ama secrets wakho noNkulunkulu utshela bani. When you tell people certain things, they will misplace you, and then they will abort what God wants to do for society. La uNkulunkulu akubeke khona is not about you, it's not about your family, it's about the society at large. And for uSamson, unfortunately, he had to lose his eyes for him to be repositioned. And he was repositioned already when he was about to die. But if you are there at home, it's an opportunity for you to reassess ukuthi Langkona is not where God wants me to be, because the Bible tells us that you are wonderfully and fearfully made in whose image? In the image of God. You are in a business. You have a job. You want a promotion. You want to pass in your studies. Or you even want your marriage to thrive. Usebenzisa wapi ama principles? Are you using the principles of the world, or you are using the principles Ma ufunda iBhayibheli with the book of Zechariah. Let me quickly read it. Zechariah chapter 12. the subtitle says it says future deliverance for Jerusalem. I like what it says here in verse 1. This message concerning the fate of Israel came from the. This is your fate. You are representing Israel. It's your fate. It's the message from the Lord who stretched out the heavens, laid the foundations of the earth, and formed the human spirit. He says in verse 2, I will make Jerusalem like an intoxicating drink that makes the nearby nations stagger when they send their armies to besiege Jerusalem and Judah. On that day, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock, and all the nations will gather against it to try to move it, but they will only hurt themselves. If you are positioned, you are immovable. But once you divert, because your thoughts are very powerful, and your thoughts also, they are not for free. You need to understand who is the source of those thoughts. If the thoughts are not aligned to God's word, then the thoughts are definitely not coming from God. So as a society and as abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, for us to conquer and for us to overcome, we need to be positioned in right position with the word of God. So that izwi lakaNkulunkulu likhona ukusikhulumela, ma izwi lakaNkulunkulu lisikhulumela, siyakwazi nokuthi nathi silikhulume. Masiqede ukulikhuluma lana, sikhona nokuyenza lezi izinto zithi izithi sizenze. So my sister, my brother, wherever that you are, things are bad. We cannot run away from that. Marriages are falling down. Kids are wayward. There's teenage pregnancies. There's just a lot. Retrenchments, business are going down. But you need to go back as a child of God to say, I cannot function at the level of the world. Because the world uses a system which is limited to positions. Recently, we've seen great men who were in big positions. Bashonile. If you are putting your trust on men, they say that some trust in Herod, but we trust in the Lord. Do not trust in your education, because that is dispositioning. Do not trust in your position, because that is dispositioning. Because if batatale is cool, who are you going to be? And then if you make it tembalako, gumundu, no ma president, when he's voted out, what's going to happen to you? So we need to stand firm that because God was never voted in. He's sovereign and he reigns supreme. So ma uhamba impilo yakho, I business yakho, I career yakho, I family yakho, according to the principles of God. When trials come, you go back to those principles to say, your word said, your word said. So it's important as Christians, we remind God about his word. But you can't remind someone about things that you don't know. You need to hear first, read the Bible. I always encourage a lot of Christians, it's a season whereby we need to seek God for ourselves. Open the Bible. Study the scriptures. Make your notes. The Holy Spirit is available so that he can guide you into success. He can guide you into prosperity. Sometimes non-Christians are prospering. They are following principles and they don't divert. So Nati, I pray and I believe that God is going to reposition you back into where you're supposed to be. Your place of authority, your place of leadership, your place of power, and your place whereby you are making decisions, not for you, not for your family, but for your generations to come. The decisions that you make today when you're in the right standing, whether you like it or not, in the next 50 years, they will still refer to you because you've paved a way that many, many people have never went to. So, sibahle ithi ngibambele lapho sizoqhubeka next week.
Wow. Uyazi konke lokho okukhulumile, uma ungazazi ukuthi ungubani, I believe ukuthi inkinga iqala khona lapho.
Exactly.
Ngoba sometimes siyasho ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu, but uthola ukuthi awu understand ukuthi ungumntwana kaNkuluNkulu kusho ukuthini, ingoba nawe ngokwakho awuzazi, uyakusho ngoba uyabezwa abanye abantu besho ukuthi ngumntwana kaNkuluNkulu. So inamandla kakhulu le motivation yanamuhla. Thank you so much, Pastor Babsi. Bakuthola kuphi mhlambe laba bathanda ukuxhumana nawe? But hay naramo batla, waitsiramo batla Pastor Babsi hore atlo re motivator more go di kerekeng tsa rona, go di gatherings tsa rona.
Pastor Babsi Shilubane, or you can on all social media platforms, I'm Babsi Shilubane, or you can check my website, www.babsishilubane.com. My phone number is there, my WhatsApp number is there, then you can access me there. And remember, Uguti, you as a woman or you as a man, you are empowered for greatness.
Mm.
So don't lose sense of who you are.
Always
remember what you are.
Siyabonga Pastor Babsi, itinge kipelango Israel Houghton, uti love God, love people.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.